the topic came about because I was looking for something that I could really kind of sink my own, that followed my own passions, that was something I could work on. It takes a long time to make a documentary, a few years, and something I could really learn from and have a journey of my own while I was making it. So my dad had just passed away when I was looking for something to work on, and my mom was nearing 70, and she was alone for the first time in her life. They had a great marriage, a wonderful relationship, and here she was, somebody who had love all her life. And now, at that stage, she had nobody, and she was dealing with that. My uncle, at the same time, who was in his late 70s, had never had a marriage, never had a family, never had a date, as far as we knew. And he suddenly met a woman, and they fell head over heels in love. I mean, they were inseparable. And I thought, well, this is really interesting, because here's two people who, one of them had love all their life and now is without it, and one of them never experienced love, and at this late stage is experiencing it the same way a teenager might. So what is it about love? What is it that our hearts, after a lifetime of experience, what changes about love? What changes about our hearts and desires over a lifetime that the media doesn't really pay attention to? And it doesn't. There's really very little out there about it. So I thought, okay, let's find a way into it and make a film. I was looking for some way to make this topic alive on screen. And I had heard there was a speed dating event for seniors down in Florida. And when I told people about that, they all broke out into hysterical laughter. That was the first reaction. And as a filmmaker, you know, when people laugh hysterically at your idea, it's a hook.
You're onto something.
Yeah, you found a hook into it.
Was it difficult for any of the seniors in the film? Because you get to talk to them about some pretty personal stuff.
Yes.
And I should say, you have fun along the way, too. You show one scene in the trailer where the guy is driving along saying, hey, you know, I still have some love left in me. And you pan across and see his oxygen tank in the back seat.
Right, right.
But were people, the folks you worked with in this speed dating environment, were they at all reticent to talk about their emotional and love lives? Were they embarrassed about it?
This is the amazing thing, I think, about my experience with the film, is that I didn't think it would even be possible, because the event was a real speed dating event. It's a documentary film. It's all true. And people signed up. They saw a poster. They saw an ad. And I was then told, okay, go call everybody, tell them you're a filmmaker, that you want to film them, and get their permission. And then we can, you know, move ahead. And I thought, 30, you know, 70, 80-year-olds are going to give me permission to film them doing something they're going to be, probably don't want to even tell their kids about. You know, it's like unlikely. But I went to the first woman and I explained what I was doing on a phone call. And she said to me, you know, my kids, they love me. They take care of me. They drive me places. I'm sure it's a wonderful relationship. But nobody, not even my children, ask me what's in my heart at this point in my life anymore. She said, nobody seems to care. And there's a lot there I'd like to talk about. So bring your camera and come over and let's get started. And I was sitting there listening to her thinking, like, I can't believe this is happening. And each call gave me more confidence, because these people wanted to talk about what was going on inside.
Wow. What a statement. Let's think about that. No one asks me what's in my heart anymore.
Yeah.
I imagine that someone of any age can learn something from watching this film.
We go through our entire lives experiencing love. Why should it change? So it's not so much a movie about inspiring old people. It's a movie about showing every generation that love doesn't change. It's, you know, teenagers who've seen it, they say, I'll never look at my grandparents the same way again. And that's the best response I've got from the movie.
Do seniors do love differently than they do at different stages of life?
I think love is fundamentally the same underneath it all. I think we layer a lot of things onto it. When you're young, it's about career and status and looks and your family and your house, but underneath it, I think we all want to be seen and understood by another person. We want to not be alone. We want to be heard. And when you're older, you don't really care about status as much, about family, about career, about all those things are kind of washed away. But what remains is the desire to be seen by another human being, not to be alone, not to face it alone, especially when you've lived your life, as most of these people have, together as a couple. So, you know, fundamentally, I think love remains the same.
This will be premiered locally. It's already premiered in different parts of the country, but the Rochester premiere happens on Saturday. Two showings at 2 and 6:30 at the Little Theater. And after the 2 o'clock showing, you're going to be doing a Q&A on the film. You'll be there. And also, folks that we meet in the movie will be there watching along with us, right?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Have they seen it yet?
No. So that will be an interesting experience, for sure.
Stephen Loring, the producer and director of The Age of Love, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you, Beth. I enjoyed it.